News 5 minutes soon of 4 WSGN Birmingham. 4:55 Greenwich Mean Time. It is now 6:55 in the afternoon in Zanzibar. It's 12:55 in the morning in Shanghai. And it's 10:55 in the morning in WSGN Action Central.
This is Bill Bolin.
And presented by the Keep America Beautiful campaign.
Scottsboro, Alabama, a young white housewife believed abducted by a Negro convict who escaped from a prison camp at Scottsboro yesterday was found dead this morning in a wooded area near Fabius, Alabama. Here is Fred Blaylock in Scottsboro with that story.
The most intensive manhunt ever seen in this area continues for an escaped convict, Johnny Beecher, age 32, who was sentenced from Clark County in 1960 for criminal assault. The body of the woman he allegedly abducted, Mrs. Raymond Chesnall, was found this morning about 9:30 near a strip mine at Fabius, Alabama. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department, state highway patrolmen from at least three counties, rescue squads from Jackson, Marshall, DeKalb, and Madison County, and the Scottsboro Auxiliary Police responded to the call. The continued search centers around Fabius in North Alabama. Bloodhounds from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Montgomery were put on the trail Monday afternoon, but were unable to track the Negro down. Searchers stayed on the scene all night, and there are probably more than 1,000 searchers engaged in the manhunt at this time. Highway patrol and helicopters are concentrated in the area at this time. This is Fred Blaylock in Scottsboro reporting for WSGN Birmingham.
Birmingham, WSGN's Elvin Stanton has been covering Birmingham City Hall this morning. Here is a report.
The Birmingham City Council is at this moment in its regular morning meeting. In just a few minutes from now, they will be briefed on the progress made in the construction of the stadium. The council so far today has delayed action for 1 week on a proposal to hire an assistant city clerk. That matter was referred to the city attorney to work out the wording of the ordinance so that it would not be overturned by the attorney general. The merger committee reported this morning that it's meeting regularly with surrounding municipalities in efforts to effect merger of these areas with the city of Birmingham. It also was reported that the mayor's committee on merger, consisting of Mayor Albert Babel, Councilman Alan Trennan, and Fred Sington, is meeting with leaders of Homewood and Mountain Brook in efforts to work out in advance problems of merger of these areas with the city. Councilman George Siebels, in his report to the council, suggested the mayor investigate the possibility of expanding the school safety patrol in some areas where traffic is usually or unusually heavy. Siebels suggested that this be done by making available to these schools all policemen possible and the hiring of a number of Negro women patrol workers for Negro schools. The chairman of the Public Improvements Committee, John Golden, said that the committee would hold a town hall-type meeting in North Birmingham at 7 o'clock tonight at the community center. They'll air out any public improvement problems. A similar meeting will be held in Ryland on June 25th. That's the story so far downtown this morning at the city council meeting. This is Elvin Stanton, WSGN Action, Central News, reporting from City Hall.
Mobile, two Negro girls will be allowed to attend desegregated Murphy High School in Mobile next fall under a federal court-ordered integration plan. Japan, at least 22 persons are reported dead, one missing, 196 injured in the worst earthquake to hit Japan since the 1923 disaster.
You are listening to WSGN Action Central News. It speaks for itself.
Dash, dash, don't be a litter, but cause every litter bit hurts.
That's Susan Spotless reminding us that careless littering spoils parks, playgrounds, picnic spots. Dad, Mom, please lead the way to the litter basket. Make it a family project to keep America beautiful.
Another sound citizen service of the new WSGN.
Now Action Central weather for Birmingham.
Overlooking the city at this minute, the forecast reads today and tomorrow, partly cloudy, not quite so hot. Tonight, fair and cooler. High to be 89, low tonight 69. Current conditions in the Magic City. Wind is out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour. Sea level pressure 30.11 and steady. Relative humidity 65%. From the penthouse, present downtown Birmingham, temperature 84 degrees. And that's it.
WSGN 610.
Presented as a sound citizen service by the Keep America Beautiful campaign.
That was WSGN News. This is Bill Bolin.
And this is WSGN Music.